anyone. Father, I die to myself. For it is written that the flesh profited nothing, only the spirit quickened. So I pray for your infilling, a fresh anointing of your spirit today in my life and in the lives of everyone in this congregation. Have your way, O Lord. Glorify yourself in this meeting, O Lord. Beautify yourself in our lives, O Lord. Justify yourself in our lives, O Lord. Manifest your glory in our lives, O Lord. For everyone that is here, including me, Lord. So you will supply all our needs according to your riches in glory. At the appointed time, O Lord. My own blessings, Father Lord, will not be extra for another one. At the appointed time, O Lord, you will meet with me, O Lord. So that by the end of today, all the blessings will be ours, but all the glory will return to you. Take total control. You said, for those who speak, let them speak as your oracle. Father, anoint my tongue with fire. Let somebody receive a word from you today. Make me a vessel unto honor and not unto wrath. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
Somebody shout hallelujah. Holy is the Lord, holy, almighty Father, holy, unchangeable God, holy, God of possibility, holy. Holy is the Lord, holy, almighty Father, unchangeable God. God of possibility, holy is the Lord, holy, almighty Father, holy, unchangeable God, God of possibility, amen. You are highly lifted up. There is no one like you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You are highly lifted up. There is no one like you. Hallelujah, oh. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And appreciation for counting me worthy to be here. It's a big stage for me. But I'm not going to be speaking. I'm praying for God to speak through me. Because just like my dear pastor has said, you do not need your own understanding. Otherwise, Baba should be a professor emeritus now. But he had to leave all the doctorate for him to become a shepherd. And it's not the first time that it will happen, sir. Do you know? Because as somebody that I adore a lot in the Bible, they called him Saul, now Paul. He was a PhD in law, a Pharisee, somebody in the house of laws by then. He had to remove every knowledge and understanding. He had to drop that for him to now become a tent maker and a divine wanderer for God. He wouldn't be the only one as well. Because Moses was taught in all the things of the Egyptians. But he had to be humble for another 40 years. He had to be shaken off for him and for the glory of God to shine forth in his life. So God does not need my understanding today. He needs my obedience and for me to be able to hear him clearly. I didn't know the gravity and the extent of this topic until about late last night, sir. And I hope when I started thinking about the topic, and I think it's something that will possibly take a lifetime to understand. Something that will take a lifetime to understand. And within the confine of time, I will try my best possible with the help of the Holy Spirit, because the Bible teaches me that the Holy Spirit will teach us all things. So that the most important things that will bless somebody today will be the things that I will focus on. That was why I prayed that God, come and take control. It's because it's very easy to get carried away, especially if you're a pastor and then you're a teacher. One of the challenges I have in my home with my wife, she's the most wonderful woman in the world, is that after finishing, she said, I get to me, said, let's gist. I said, gist. I've been talking since morning. You talk, let me listen. What is gisting? So I started to go through it, and it's quite immense, quite immense, quite immense. But when I walked in here, I felt very comfortable. Extremely comfortable. One is redeemed. Secondly, I met the pastor. Nobody can be more humble than you, sir. God bless you, sir. Then I saw this thing, the uncommon model for the times. Which means somebody that you can see a role model for this particular generation. Apart from Christ in the Bible, I follow the examples of Paul a lot. Then Moses, obviously, because of his leadership skills. And so many others as well. Daniel for his spirit of excellence. But the person that I follow now, not because of his power of oration, not because of his humility, not because of his intellect, not because of his popularity, not because of the grace and the anointing of God overflowing in his life. No, not because of the size of his ministry, but because of personal revelation to me by God. It's Baba Adeboye, and I'm not a member of the team. So I felt extremely comfortable. Yes, I'm meeting my father in the Lord in the physical today, even if he's not here. Not because anybody cajoled me to it. No, it's a personal revelation. I've never met him before. But I buy everything I can buy about him. So if I have to answer the second one, I don't have to go into it again. I will say Baba Adeboye. Somebody shout hallelujah. So all you guys that are here as members of Redeem, I'll say congratulations. That you have such a wonderful man of God to be your GO. Do you know that the person that is your GO will determine your destiny? This man is voted the 49th most influential person in the world. So which means that you are one of the most influential people in the world because you are under that grace. But many of us might not have that understanding. That is the topic. The way we think might be different from the way he thinks. He says, his ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. I know it is a youth conference, but the first part of this will be general. The second part, I will now try to streamline to be specific to our parents and to be specific to the youth. Any youth, Abby? You get me? So being over 40 does not mean you don't understand all those. Mr. Yomi Okegero, is he here? Is he in the house? Mr. Yomi? Mr. Yomi Okegero. He's not around. When you see him, please tell him that one skinny man came here. His name is Adi Adiagbo. I'm wishing him happy birthday. Today is his birthday. I listened to a pastor on the TV, one of these televangelists. And he's like a seminar sermon. And somebody said, are you a Christian? And he said, you tell me. I was mesmerized by that answer. But the Bible says that by their fruits shall know then. So if I'm going to be talking about understanding, then I need to pray for wisdom. So anywhere I go and give you something like this, I read it as if I'm doing a PhD. So I saw today, 22nd, brother, you're me, okay, so I'm not psychic. I'm only learning. I'm very sure that many people don't even know. They might not even notice it. Because what comes out from you must be your ministry. So if I'm here talking about understanding and I do not even understand what they have given me. So my people perish for the lack of. So from today, for those who don't read this thing, I'm following for the church. Please read. I speak some English, please pardon me. It's allowed. This morning, as I was coming, I was preparing. I said, God, I was still a bit confused about the things that we talk about and how I go by it. I was actually a bit fearful. But I said, no, that's not my portion, because I've not been given the spirit of fear, but of love and of sound mind. There's a person, there's a woman in this house fighting of barrenness. Today, the Lord has set you free. If I saw the picture very clearly. So if there's anyone here that is barren, your time of appointment, just like God told Sarah, is here. Yeah. If that is your testimony, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's not a prayer. It's a decree. Yeah. There's a difference between praying and making decrees. Because the book of John teaches me that as long as you accept and you receive his name, you are now a child. Yeah. My child should not have to beg me for anything. So, Dad, can I have that? Of course, I might just tell him that at the due time. So for somebody that is barren in this place, this is your due time. Yeah. I saw the invite and I thought, wow, okay, I will try my best. The theme is 1 Chronicles 12:32, and of the children of Issachar, which were men, and so on and so forth, that had understanding of the times, which is where the theme came from, to know what Israel ought to do, the heirs of them, and so on and so forth. Because I have so many scriptural passages here, I've actually even written some of them out, just because of time. Now, that scripture teaches me, David was desperate for people that had understanding of the times. Okay. So that the children of Israel will know what to do. Now, within that context, he wanted people that would be able to give him a revelation, not just information. So that it is that the quality of information that you have that will make you, and how you use it. So he wanted some people that would be able to. That is why many people, they go to churches that they don't prophesy. They don't go. And of course, I can understand. The only thing is some people have taken it too far, so I will not criticize. The Bible says don't judge. It's because of their limited knowledge of God. So they will not be craving for somebody who has that knowledge. After all, the Bible says the same thing, confirms it, that people, without revelation, people perish. I would love somebody to be able to tell me. I was with one of my nieces yesterday, 23, made a mistake, but I mean, she's trying to get herself together. I said, Uncle, all I need now is for somebody to open me the picture of the future. She's at a crossroad. So for the youth that are here, another thing that God confirmed to me today is that when I come, even when we are talking about the generic or the specifics, is to talk about relationships and marriage. I don't know why. I'll just obey. I've written a lot. You can see. Like I want to go for UN summit. But it's that I should focus more on relationship and marriage. I don't know why. Somebody's going to be blessed among you. Because what will make you or break you is the partner that you have. Obedience is better than sacrifice. If God gave me an opportunity like Solomon, I'd go ask for one gift. He asked for wisdom. I thank God for that. But if you read that portion in the Bible very well, he asked very well, and God gave him even things beyond what he asked for. But there was a warning that he must remain in it. Because if somebody was wise, what did he need 1,000 wives for? That doesn't show wisdom. For the youth in this place, you will not miss it. I will not miss it too. Because we are talking about youth. Am I not a youth? Now, just about the theme again. And the same David, in the first book of Samuel 38, and David inquired of the Lord. That was where after the Amalekites, they went to destroy their land, and then they even took his two wives.
But before he did anything, he inquired and he said, shall I pursue? He's still craving for the information again. Before God answered, yes, you can go. Yeah, you can go. And I can guarantee you, not just will you pursue and overtake, you will recover all.
That is understanding. It takes somebody of knowledge to be able to ask for it. Because you can imagine somebody's land is just been occupied. There is a knee-jerk reaction. They want to react, isn't it? Like somebody slaps you, somebody you don't know. Say, slap me. You want to do this? The boy said, no. Let me ask first. That is wisdom. Somebody told me this. I've not read it myself. I will paraphrase as best as I remember the story. Billy Graham was in the plane a while ago. Not too long ago. And the plane was, there was turbulence and as if there was going to be, you know, a plane crash. And so many people, they were screaming, you know, of course, what do you think? And he was relaxed. Like when Peter was in the prison. The man was relaxing. He knew he could be killed, but he was relaxing. They just killed his brother. And he knew that they could kill him. He was relaxing. That's what they call peace. The knowledge of who the God he serves was in him. Who shall I fear? I shall not fear what man can do to me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. He had that personal knowledge of God. And guess what Billy Graham said? He said, if you know what I know, you will relax. If you know what I know, you chill. You take a cheap pill, mate. If you know what I know. Now, that's somebody that knows God. Not too long ago, however, the same thing happened to me. There was this girl, white girl. She must be maybe about 19 or 20. And she was screaming, I regretted sitting beside her. That was the truth. One, the screaming. Two, why must I sit down? Why must they bring this one beside me? And she was holding something like, and her friend was just laughing, just calming her down. And she now told me, said, do you fly a lot? I said, well, quite, yeah. And have you ever had a plane crash? I said, well, if I had had one, I wouldn't be here now. And I told her something from the bottom of my heart. I said, because I am here. Because I didn't be here, dear boys, on this flight, it will land well. That is knowledge. I was afraid while I was standing there. But I attach as much weight to the faith as possible. It is scriptural. Don't blame me. Because Jesus did not ask for a faith that is as big as this thing. He said, like a seed of. That was all I needed that day. And it worked for me. That was why somebody like Apostle Paul, in all his glory with the Spirit of God, did not pray for him to be holy until he died. He said, that I may die daily, every day. For sufficient for the day are the troubles thereof. Forget about the tomorrow. Focus on God today. Don't stress yourself. That is wisdom. One of the reasons why we have stress, especially in this country, is because you are thinking about the bills that they've not brought. Why don't you focus about the bill that you have here now? When I started to now think about the theme again, about this topic, initially I thought it was wrong. That was me thinking now, rationalizing God here. Not Holy Spirit, me thinking. Because we have to be able to say, it is you or it is God. Just like as Paul advised people in his epistles to the Corinthians about marriage. Say, this portion that I'm telling you is by me, but I want to believe that it was God. He was just displaying humility. Because God had made him his oracle. God resided in him. God had made the life of Paul his habitation. So whatever he was thinking must be coming from the throne of grace. But possibly he applied wisdom because what he was saying might not be applicable to the Galatians, even though it might be applicable to the Corinthians. It might not be applicable to the Hittites, even though it might be applicable to the Londonites. It might not be applicable to the Gentiles and the Sites. So he applied wisdom. Choose the one that is applicable to you, Abby. Yeah. Sure. So when they said, understanding the times. What times? He said, I am God, I change it not. The same yesterday, today, forever. So what is changing? What time? That was me thinking. Say, I am Alpha and Omega, beginning and the ending. The one that is our word and forever, it shall be the same, the book of Revelation 1:8. Say, I am the same one, I change it not.
The unchangeable changer. But Daniel did refer to him as the Ancient of Days. And that he changes the times and the seasons. Can remove a king, dethrone a king, do this and do that. He's the one that can do that. So there's an element here that I've actually been able to fabricate out of this theme. So it's not just about the times, but about the changes, the faces. Now, so for me to be able to do a little justice with the inspiration of Almighty your Father, Lord, is only about you. I learned this from my teaching experience, from my previous careers. But I learned it more from Daddy. I will call him Daddy too, because he's my Daddy too now. Baba Adeboye. I listened to the divine intimacy. It changed my life forever. If anybody here, you've not listened to it, please do. Forget the Ben channel for a day or two and listen to it. Just listen. It's wonderful stuff. So he adopted a method that I believe in, and I believe because he was a teacher as well. That would be the definition of terms, just like Pastor did. If you're a trainer or a teacher, it's something that they train you to do. Understanding the times. So let's try and break down understanding. What is understanding? The word understanding is from the word understand. Abi? So if you open dictionary, to appreciate, to know, to recognize, to comprehend, to be aware of, to realize, value, identify with. So it's like you're acquiring something, you know something. So understanding obviously will be the continual. In Psalm 147:5, say, great is our Lord and of great power, his understanding is infinite. Now, this tells me that God has understanding without boundary. That is one key point. That's one key point. Because if I have to do it exactly the way I have to do it, I want to define understanding. I would like to tell you the types of understanding. I would like to tell you how understanding applies. If you have the bad understanding, what would be the consequences? I'll break it down into so many subsections, but I'll just be identifying the key points as we go. Then Exodus 31:3. That was when they were going to build the ark. And God now says, I have filled him, who? Bezalel, son of Uri, son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, with the spirit of God in wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship. So if you have a particular skill now, it is from God. Pastor, we appreciate this, and some of us have actually studied a bit, maybe masters and PhD, as well and so forth, is the pinnacle of all knowledge. Everything converges like this. They call it natural philosophy. And at the top of that, they even know, the philosophers, they know that there's one knowledge above that one, and that is God. So every single thing you know is from God. So unless God gives you, so if God has not given you, this is particularly to the youth now, you have to, one of the key things to maximize you in life is for you to identify your God-given potentials. There are two concepts in HR. One is very, very common. Competencies. That ends with CES. That is your skill, your ability. But when it is CIES, that is competencies. That is your talent. So if you are talented with your hands, you are using your mouth, you will fail. Even if you make money, you will not be fulfilled. I normally start an example in the class all the time. Santos Arante do Nascimento, Pele. He was one of the best things in football, like Ronaldo and all those people. Because they are given. If I want to try and play football, I will embarrass all black people. But at least I can use my mouth. So even if I had gone ahead, I had done engineering, I had done IT, I had done medicine, I would still be fulfilled as a teacher. Keep that one there. So when the parents, if your children are there, they want to choose a career, don't leave your own dream in theirs. Identify their goal. You are their mentor. So that's why the message is for everyone. Because many of them, they don't even know their own gift. You will have to identify the gift. By his grace, I'm blessed with 3 children. My first girl is 15, going on 18, if you know what I mean. For those who have teenage children, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. God will remove our stress. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And she has a talent. I was surprised the first time that she sang in church. She sings like a bird. I just thought, wow. Gifted. But the daughter of the GO that leads the choir, she sings even more wonderfully, not possibly. She's good.
When I say good, good as in she can compete with all these people releasing an album. At good at that. She will not be comparing herself. Hey, can I sing as much as Leona? Can I sing? You know, she'll be comparing. Yeah, that is my daughter. One day, she said it when I was upset. I said, I rebuke the spirit of Leona in your life. The spirit of Whitney Houston in your life. Now, when she sings, you will stand up. You'll be moved. You'll say, wow. But you'll be much more into her talent. When the other girl sings, you will fall under the anointing. That's the difference. She glorifies self. She's my daughter now. She glorifies self more than God. And it is now that she has to have the proper understanding that all good gifts are from God. So return the glory to God. Don't look good. If you witness to me, I will slap your face. And one day, and she was getting excited. She's my closest friend. So that's why my wife cannot tolerate both of us when we're talking. She's like my girlfriend. It's either we move away or she moves us away. And she said, Dad, this X Factor. You can imagine if I'm like, you know, singing, you know, doing that, and maybe in Wembley Stadium, you know, a lot of people, and then they are screaming. You are screaming. I said, that would be very wonderful. However, now imagine that you have the same people at Wembley Stadium, and you are singing, and the lame are walking. The blind can receive their sight. What do you think? He said, I never saw it that way. I said, yeah, because of the limitations of your understanding of God. Am I ministry to somebody? Yes. So when you sing, it's not about displaying your skill. It's about God, minister through this. That young man did that. That young man that came, you know, I saw Jesus like a photo on the mirror on him. My first degree, I went to Unilaga, I went to Yaba Tech at the same time as well. And when we were graduating, Professor Alao was the VC then. He asked a question that nobody, even the professor colleagues of his, were not able to answer. He said, when you were doing your matriculation, you were wearing the same gown, but no cap. But when you are now convocating, graduating, a graduate, somebody graduate is a graduate, now you are wearing a cap. Why? Nobody knew the answer. Is that because by the time when you came in 4, 5 years, 6 years ago, depending on the course that you did, you had nothing here. But now you have so much, you need the cap to cap it. Now, let me relate that to Jesus. You could be a professor. You could be a consultant. You are nothing in the sight of God if the wisdom of God is not there. Your PhD, your MSc, if I tell you my qualification achievements, you'll be thinking, is he a course? Because I don't have proper understanding. Yeah. What do you need all this for? Waste. Okay, they said, no knowledge is wasted. It's better to have the wisdom of God to back it up. They would not have been able to build the ark if God had not given that guy the gift. Isn't it? They had knowledgeable people there as well. The Jewish people are usually very, very intellectual people. I mean, they are possibly the best intellectuals in the world anyway. But God didn't need that. In the book of 2 Chronicles 26:5, 16-year-old Uzziah became a king. So don't think that you are youth and you cannot lead. You can be a youth and you can still be a leader. But the amount of wisdom you have might not be what can sustain you. The guy ran. He had the counsel of good people. The guy ran to a prophet, Zechariah, because that one was gifted in the wisdom of visions. So, Baba, tell me what will happen. So, no matter the wisdom, that is a very popular adage where we come from. For those who do not speak Yoruba, I apologize, but I was trying to say it in English. There is no way that a child can have so much intelligence. You can never have as many rags as the elders. If you have all the Gucci and the Versace and the everything, you cannot have as many rags as your parents. But let us define parenthood. This is where it is partly for the parents as well. That is when your parents are in the Lord. When the parents are not in the Lord, then is the blind leading the blind now? They end up in a ditch. They can tell you about personal life experiences. But do you know that your own story might be different from mine? Your experience is unique to you. I can learn from it, but might not work for me. I know people that are in this country for 20 years. There's a pastor I met recently, wonderful man of God. He had been here, he got his papers after 24 years. And there's somebody that came, another pastor. God told him that when your visa is about to expire, 6 months, throw it to them and write a letter. Don't give anybody. In less than 1 year, he got his indefinite leave. How do you explain that? So what explain the experience of that pastor? Does he need it? What he needs is the wisdom of God. Doesn't need his experience, just his wisdom. If somebody has not collected his paper here, shout hallelujah deep down so that people don't know, in case you have not told them. I mean that honestly, so that you are not embarrassed. That is a sign of the times. Paul will possibly tell them blank, boom. But this nowadays, you have to be watchful for what they call political correctness. That is a sign of the times. Abisa. I've had cases of pastors laying hands on people without asking them, and they sue pastor. That's an assault. The sign of the times. But you can still do the same thing without touching somebody. I hardly see Baba touching somebody now. If God will move, he doesn't need your hand. Does he? In Psalms 119:34, 119:73, 119:125, David showed, or the psalmist showed, the cravings for to learn more about God's testimonies and commandments. Craving for understanding. After all, the Bible teaches me that in all things, get wisdom, get understanding. In all things. So whether you are at work, whether you are feeding your baby, whether you are pregnant, even during the intimate time between couples, you get understanding. It's in all things, not some things. All things. Proverbs 3:5, one of my favorites. He said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto your own understanding. So which means all these things that we have been so talking about, this one emphasizes that your own understanding might be from you. And it could be from God, isn't it? And it could be from the people that are close to you as well. The book of Daniel 1, 11, 20, from 11 to 20, Daniel chapter 1, you can just read at home. They said Daniel had understanding, wisdom, 10 times more than all the wise men that Nebuchadnezzar had, himself and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But he had the spirit of excellence. Young Jesus in the book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 47, they say he displayed understanding beyond their comprehension. He was a youth, possibly about 12 or so. So many of us there are even older than him. But the wisdom that he had were more than everybody combined together. Pharisee, Sadducee, ASC, OOC, EEC, FBC. Paul emphasized the same thing to one of his writings in the second book of Timothy, to Timothy. That understanding is key, not your own self-wisdom. Now, all these understandings that we mentioned about so far, apart from the one that you get from yourself, they are positive. They are from God. But some of them might be negative. I'll just cite just very, very two examples. In the book, first book of Samuel 25:3, that was the story of Nabal. They described his wife, Abigail, the one that David married afterwards, to be full of wisdom. But the man was cunning. So he was wise as well, but in a bad way. That's a negative example. In the first book of Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 19, God now emphasizes that it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and I will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent, those who are too careful. I will bring it to nothing. I don't respect it. All you need is for you to be in me. You be in me, I am in you. That's all you need for God's understanding. Let me give us an example. You can pray for it as well. It's something that we can pray for. This June, by His grace, one of our pastors said, Pastor, let's have a corporate fasting. I said, why not? Why do I believe in that? Because there are certain things that the only thing that can break them is prayer and fasting. So we declared 30-day fasting for the entire church. For those who were not able to observe the fast, we prayed for them. For those who were lying that they were fasting, they were not fasting, we prayed for them. It must happen. For those who are fasting but they forget they eat and they say, okay, let me go finish it, I'll continue tomorrow. We prayed for them. And one thing I was praying for, I said, God, I want to be able to hear you clearly. I wasn't praying for any other thing. That God, I would like to be able to hear you more clearly. Now, there's a wonderful lady among us. She's Caribbean. Born in this country, never traveled out of this country. So she's typical Caribbean, British Caribbean. And on the fifth day, I was sitting down. We just broke the fast. It was about six. after, no, just about 6:30 to 7. And I was just trying to go through the Bible and I was just chopping something. You know, the kind of fast that sometimes you are so hungry, you've like set the table before that time. The moment the time, okay, bye. Ah. So I was just enjoying myself and having, you know, reading the Bible and everything. And she was praying. And the prayer became violent. Very violent. Spiritually, I mean. And she was prophesying in tongues. She was speaking in tongues. And suddenly I had something. I thought, what is this? I discarded it again. And the Spirit of God said, listen. Ah. Do you know what this woman was saying? You know, until the scriptures turn into a picture, many of us are not Christians. Ask and it shall be given. Until you put it to test, you don't really know God. Until those things become reality, you don't. How many people know about Pentecost? Pentecost. What happened on the day of Pentecost? Holy Spirit fell, and what happened? Diverse tongues. At least I know with my little knowledge, because my father's in the Lord. Please pardon me, correct me if I'm wrong. You can speak in tongues to edify yourself, to speak to God. And so on, so on. And you can speak in tongues as somebody that will speak a different language, but there must be somebody in the congregation to interpret the language. And suddenly I was hearing, Oluwa yose yanu olonu yora wapada. Ah, from this woman. If it was another person, I would not believe. Oluwa yose fluently. Oluwa yose yanu olonu yora wapada. So even if I did not believe in Pentecost before, that day I experienced Pentecost. So for those who have not experienced God before, pray for an encounter. That is why I hardly, even though I will not preach this universally, I will hardly pray for people to come. I will hardly evangelize for people to accept Jesus. Waste of time. Unless if I'm led by the Spirit. Why should I tell you to accept Jesus? I will pray that God, I would like that person to have an encounter with God or with the devil. Do you think Paul was there when the first martyr was stoned to death? They called him Stephen. You don't want to say that you are Peter. You are the rock. Abi, you want to go and preach to Paul, Sadducee, Pharisee, that just witnessed the death of somebody and was on his way to kill more. Jesus is Lord. He will kill. All that Paul needed was an encounter by the Lord. Paul, Saul, Saul, why persecuted me thou? So you want to go and preach. So before you go out and evangelize, pray first. Pray first for God to give you the leading, not out of excitement. Many of us, especially pastors, we do that a lot. I had prayed for somebody before without asking God, like David did. And I developed severe fever immediately. Of course, now. He said, should I pursue? I didn't ask. Now I used my own knowledge. I thought I could speak in tongues. I thought I was fighting with flesh and blood, not knowing that there are principalities. Power. I begged for forgiveness. I hope we have a little bit of idea of what understanding is now. Abby, thank you. So let's move on. It says, understanding the times. But let us start with time and not times. Let's start with time. A time could be a moment, just like that. In a moment, just like that. Somebody will make a decision concerning somebody's paper. In a moment, somebody will decide about somebody's application. In a moment, somebody will leave their house. There was a young man, my pastor, mentor, friend, childhood friend as well, told me this. It happened in the Republic of Ireland. This guy, he was fed up of everything. He was even going to go back to Nigeria on his own. Don't deport me. Pay my flight. And he now went to another place. I think he was praying. He now went to another place. And just thought, he had some money. Let me play lottery. He won 750,000 euros. In a moment, his life changed. Suddenly. So your own moment could just be a period. At a particular hour, minute, second. That is when it will happen. But you have to be where you should be too. It could be a period of time. It could take a while. You cannot be pregnant today and give birth the next day. It takes 9 months. God could have created the entire day in one day, the entire world in one day. He did it in 6 days. He was perfecting his job. He was teaching us something here. That is not all the time that you pray and then it answers. The Lord that answered it by, anytime we sing the song when you are doing the Navigy. The Lord that answered it by fire. Some people just, even if they're sleeping, they love the song. Let me be by fire. I say, what? Do you think you have to receive? Have you been sleeping? Suddenly you want to receive. Discipline, as we said, sir. They are key. But regardless of your sin, sometimes God will do it because it's the appointed time. Not because of you. But he does not want to put his name in shame. And he has a divine purpose for you. So whether you like it or not. In Genesis 17:21, when God was dealing with Abraham, he said, at the set time, he mentioned set time. In 18:10, he said, according to the time of life, that was to Sarah. She was laughing. According to the time of life. In 18:14, he said, at the appointed time. It took me a long time to get my indefinite leave in this country. A long time. And without giving too much details unnecessary, I'm not wasting time with it as well. What I struggled for years took God 2 days to do. So later, if you know what other methods that I had used to try and obtain it, all zero. So one day, I now challenged God. I said, God, but why did you allow me? I'm not stupid now. People that I guide and tell this what you do, I couldn't even tell them I didn't have. It was out of shame. In fact, you know there are some people that where I was working, especially the senior manager, if they know that at that time I didn't have paper, they won't complain. You know what you do? They will beat me. Because I was the one with the biggest mouth. So there's no way you suspect. And God now said, wait, I said you will travel. I said, yes. And I did, thank you, God. But did you ask when? It's better for you to wait for the appointed time. Otherwise, you will waste. So if God says that in 5 years' time, you become a president, everything you do from now to 5 years' time should be preparation. I'm thanking him. Otherwise, you waste. But when you wait for the appointed time, regardless of where he says you should go, he will prepare the table before you in the presence of your enemies. He said, when the ways of a man pleases the Lord, he will make his enemies to be at peace with him at the appointed time. So recognizing that time is only when you are in God. He said, because my sheep, they know me. They hear my voice. Why do you think Jesus hears we hear his voice? Because he said, if you are in me and I am in you, that is when the Spirit of the God resides in you. When he speaks, you can see that was a very wonderful demonstration by the kids. I think we should give them a round of applause. Because there are three voices that you will hear. You will hear the devil very clearly. You will hear yourself very clearly. You hardly hear God because it's a still, gentle voice according to the book of Isaiah. So when you are too confused, God doesn't speak to you. No, he speaks, you don't hear. I was chatting with my brother yesterday and he said there's a difference between hearing God and listening to God. One thing that God has told me now that until for a long time, so doing this is a therapy for me as well, that I should not even preach unless it's commanded by God himself, that I should go and learn more how to hear. And I think it's a spiritual thing. You know, sir, have you suddenly asked you a question before? Why do you think God gave us 2 ears and one mouth? Now, so you have an idea now what time is. It could be a period, it could be an era, it could be an age, it could be generations, and so on and so forth, isn't it? Now, let us talk about times according to the scriptures. Naturally, with your own knowledge, it will be like pluralizing time, isn't it? Yeah, very similar to that as well. But in the first book of Samuel, chapter 3, verse 10, after Samuel had been hearing a particular voice, he couldn't recognize that voice, went to Eli. Eli said, no, you saw, my God, just speak, your servant heareth. And he said, after he has spoken, as the other times. So which means that it might not just be one time. It could be pluralizing. It could be several times. It might not be just one. Isaiah 14:31 mentioned appointed times. Psalm 62 verse 8 mentions all times. Matthew 16:1-3, Jesus mentioned signs of times, pluralized times, different periods, different eras, different ages. Acts 3:19 mentioned time of refreshing, times of refreshing. 3:21 says times of restitution. 17:30 says times of ignorance. 17:26 says, before appointed times. 1 Timothy 4:1 says, latter times. 2 Timothy 3:1 says, perilous times. Titus 1:3 says, due times. Hebrew 1:1-3 says, sundry times. 1 Peter 1:20 says, last times. So there are different times. So the topic is not wrong after all. It's not wrong after all. It's perfect. But that's one thing that I will not want us to miss. That yes, there is, according to the academics and business people, they said, the only thing that is constant is change. So what I will say, in essence, understanding the changes. Do you know why? Because it is the same God throughout all these times. Hello, somebody. I'm bridging a gap here through the Holy Spirit. So it is not about, oh, when I was young or when I'm old. So that time they were wearing miniskirts. Now they are wearing trousers. No, it is the same God. So do not get confused about when they do. When you are in Rome, you behave like Romans. No, no, no. Don't quote that scripture out of context. The moment the Bible contradicts itself, then God is a liar. But my Bible teaches me that it's not man that will lie or the son of man that will repent. You know, there was a time that Paul actually applied this type of wisdom, this change. He was arrested. He was molested. He was embarrassed, undignified. I said, do you even know that I'm a Roman citizen? He flaunted his British passport. Are you getting me? Just like if you want to, for those who are Nigerians and you have British passport and Nigerian passport, when you want to leave this place, you flash the red, Abby. When you get to Lagos, you flash the green. When you want to leave Lagos, you flash the green. When you get here, oh, say welcome. You don't want to use the green. That is wisdom. When you are in Rome, you behave like Romans. But you are doing it to the glory of God. When I first came to this country, my mentality was quite different. Quite. I was living with my cousin, you know, the typical student. When I saw our dear sister, the choir mistress, he just reminded me of those times. She's doing wonderfully well. Continue to pray for her. That she will not fall. That if she's not married, when she's getting married, anyone that will represent a friend but their enemies, God should be burning them. Amen. That is not an advice, so it's a message for her. That anyone that looks like a friend, that God should be chopping their leg. They will not even have a postcode. Because there's nobody that the devil cannot tempt. Even Christians. So my dear cousin will be buying shoes of 100 pounds. Jeans of 120 pounds. That time. In the early 90s. 100 pounds jeans. I say, is he aged? He will just do like this. It did not take me more than a year for me to know. Because I will go to my Primark. So from the 100 pounds that he's buying one, I will buy 15. But I find out that by the time I'm still wearing the 15th one, his own is still better than all the 15s. Just as some people will make sure that, I'm not embarrassing anybody here, it's wisdom. Because part of the things about the changing times is we have to change our culture and thinking. Yeah. Some people are too rigid. They are making life hell for their children. They are misleading their children. Why? Grow up now. Ah. That was a gentleman that came and said he's looking for work, about 50 something, almost 60 years old. I said, Baba, do you have email address? He said, can you use computer? He said, no. I said, where you land, come back. I shall not be frustrated. Change, because now you have to use IT. You have to use email. So you have to be coming to Ajago all the time to send you email. Error. Error. Learn it now. The fact that you are 60 does not mean that you are stupid. Yes, it might take you a while for you to learn it. So you don't even need it. I never went to IT school. I type like this. Till now. But I can do what I need to do. That is okay for me. Changing times. But guess what? God's time is the best. So when is God's time? Every time. He had been existing. They said they call him the Ancient of Days. Arubojo is the same yesterday, today, and forever now. It doesn't change. So regardless of whether your circumstances change, whether you are single, you are not married, regardless of whether you are a security officer, now you are a director of a company, regardless of whether you are a cabman, now you are a president, your status has changed. Your age has changed. Your countenance has changed. Your marital status has changed. Your income has changed. Your popularity has changed. The Spirit of God in you does not change. So regardless of whether you are living here, somebody asked me a question very recently. He said, is it possible for anybody to live in this country without lying? Don't answer, don't worry. It's a very long debate. Because if you have to be telling all the white lies, including the white lies, because they lie to you. If you all have to be revealing, Abby, yeah. Oh, you're long. But let us slightly emphasize a bit about God's time again. In the first book of Peter 3:8, you know, when I said I was blessed. Because my morning devotion, I use the open heavens for years now. And it's something to do with time as well. I'm not sure whether they saw that before they planned this. So when I read it in the morning, I thought, wow. Then I thank you, Lord. 1 Peter 3:8 says, but beloved, do not be ignorant of this one thing, that one day in the sight of the Lord could be 1,000 years to man and vice versa. For you to be able to understand the time of God, even there was a time that Jesus was telling them that only God knows. I don't even know that time. So sometimes it might be completely impossible for you to be able to predict God's time. Unless if he decides to reveal. Like he told Abraham, more or less give him 9 months, in 9 months' time. But if it now doesn't happen in 9 months' time, check yourself. Check yourself. When they were talking about the day of rapture, the other time, I was giggling and I was learning. Because since I was young, especially in school, they will bring this film, all these people will bring this film about rapture, Jesus will come. After that film, every sin in your life, you confess. The next day, you start again. And a few years ago, I was just meditating on this thing. Do you know your own rapture? The day you die, the next is judgment. So that play is very relevant to the time, so. That play is very relevant to the day you die, that is your own rapture. Abi? That is your own judgment now. As simple as that. I think I've got about how many minutes more, sir? What time is it? We're talking about time, aren't we? So we know about understanding now. That the understanding also is so much interlinked and intertwines with knowledge, with wisdom. They go together. If I go into the dictionary, you find that sometimes when you put on understanding, you see knowledge. So you need information to be able to absorb that knowledge as well. I was listening to a pastor very recently as well and said, the greatest power that God has is information, the greatest power. And he said, if you go back to the book of Genesis, he said, because everything was void until God spoke the word. And then things began to take shape. Then we now know that the times as well does not necessarily have to be just one day. And it could be a second, suddenly. And it could be years. It could be an era. It could be a period. Now, to reconcile all these things, to now make it applicable to our own era. And I'll do something, just this. I started with pest. You know, when we are doing business, political, economic, legal, economic, social, technological, and it didn't make any sense. Suddenly, I started, and it's okay. This is changing times. Now we know that God doesn't change. That is a constant. But there are changes in the periods. 20 years ago, nobody would be wearing your kind of suit or mine, sir, or yours, sir. Nobody. 20 years' time, you could be completely less, and it will make sense to them, isn't it? Just like when you were born, the first time I held a mobile phone was when I came here. But you can imagine, less than 20 years, if you don't have a mobile phone, personally, I won't employ you. Because I will even tell you, don't worry, I have an old handset. I will go and get pay as you go. At least we can call you. They have designed it in such a way that it's not no longer a thing of fashion. It's a necessity. In fact, you don't even need any credit to call 999. So if you tell me that you don't have a mobile, unless if it's God telling you, or it's a personal policy, then I don't mind. Just like I carry 2 mobile phones. For a very simple reason. One is extremely cheap, and I've had it for like 16 years. It's become my identity. The other one, because I have free texting. I'm free call during the day. That's why. I would love to have just one, because sometimes you can turn somebody somehow. No, seriously, having 2 mobiles is like this. Ah. And in January, I went to visit a lawyer with a friend, and the lawyer said something that ministered to me. The phone was ringing, and somebody was saying, sir. He said, I control my phone. My phone does not control me. Since that day, I put it on silent. If you want to leave message, I'll call you back. If I have credit. One of the easiest ways to have accidents is by you running after your mobile phone. That's a message for somebody here. Don't kill yourself, especially while driving. For those who do not have earpiece, do as they do in Romans. It's part of that as well. The Lord says, use these things. When they first started mobile phones, there was nothing like earpiece. Abi, the times have changed. It is now illegal for you to drive without having... That's part of the practicality of this topic. The relevance of it in our own generation. So when I drew this thing, I thought, okay, changing times, changing periods. Before creation, that would be an error. When I was listening to the Baba's tape, he said, one question I would like to ask God and until he decides to reveal, is that where were you before you created everything? When he knows, I would like to know. Seriously, sir. Then there was creation. Everything was void. Then there was creation. I threw it this morning. In fact, in the car, when I parked. Then there was Eden. Now, don't let us go before creation and the creation. Well, the creation, we can start from there because at least we can read that in the Bible. Everything was void and God created this and created that and created that and created that. Now, I'm saying this in all honesty, not because of the Spirit of God, but just practicality of the gospel here now. Not God. Now, this is me, my own rationality here now. One of the reasons why Africa, it will be very difficult for Africa to develop rapidly is because there are certain principles that the people of the world adopt that we don't. What was the first thing that God created? Let there be light, and there was. Why did he create light first? He needed to see what he was creating. So until we have constant light in Africa, it's going to be very difficult. That is not God, though. That is me rationalizing. Because the devil, everything of the darkness, they operate in the dark. Shed light. He said darkness and light cannot comprehend. So fix light first. I belong to one association just by title. I'm the vice chairman of that association, International Institute of whatever. You know all those titles. All the things with big titles, no money. And they had a meeting with the Nigerian embassy. They said because the British government, they are actually tightening up certain things in terms of immigration. So the chairman now called me that they want to have a seminar or something that they want to challenge what the British government wants to do because it's going to affect a lot of Africans, particularly Nigerians and everything. I said, minus me. That I should go and challenge for them controlling their borders because of you. I said, I'm very sorry, sir, but I'm embarrassed. He said, why? Why did you have to come here? Why don't you speak the truth and shame the devil? As Baba will say, speak the truth and shame the devil. Why don't you find out why your people are coming here? After all, there were past times, in the 50s and 60s, the day people finish their exam in the university, they carry their bag, they can't wait. So why don't you challenge your own government to make your place suitable? You want to embarrass me? And then I follow you, I carry back, I wear a striped suit. They are getting it wrong. Because the approach lacked understanding. Before the British government or any European government formulates any policy, they will have done their own work. So go and do yours. Times have changed. Then after Eden, of course, we knew what happened in Eden. Eve messed up, and I was meditating one day that there are a few reasons I can personally justify for Eve messing up. Adam was careless to start with. I also find out that Adam named everything, and the name until now they were. Do you know it was after the fall that he now named properly? So for those who are men, you don't pray for your wives. It's a curse. You are making her vulnerable. That's a message for somebody here. It was after. And that time, because the last verse of Genesis chapter 2 says that, and both man and woman were naked and they were not ashamed. Suddenly, she saw nakedness. Times have changed. And they now use trees, leaves to cover themselves. Time changed suddenly as well. Not too long, because God now covered them in sheep clothing. Time changed. Just like now, you are wearing TM Lewin. Next year, it could be JJ Adiago. But that should not change the Spirit of God in you. I'm going to be blessed. Because God told me that I will be blessed. And I do believe that I will be blessed. When I first came as well, my mentality was typical African as well. And if somebody buys something very expensive, you'll be thinking, are they okay? Now I've changed the way of thinking. As long as it makes you happy, that is your own priority. You might not have the bills that I have now. I know some friends that they are driving 20, 30,000 pounds brand new cars and they're living in council flats, one studio flat. Before, not only will I curse them, I will not talk to them because I believe that was madness. But for God's sake, if that brings you happiness, why not? If God blessed me severely and embarrassed me, One of the things I could do when my, I do have a boy, girl, the second boy, the only boy among them will be 12 by December, by his grace. Already I've started calling Pastor Jola. That was a revelation God gave me. I should not be calling him nickname anymore. I should be calling him Pastor Jola. Just like David prepared everything for Solomon. So for those who are here, your parents, you do not do that for your children. You are making it difficult for them. It's not just about money alone. Not just about money alone. So if I had money, I would buy him a Ferrari on his 18th birthday. I would buy him a Ferrari. £1 million Ferrari. Why not? Yeah, of course. But on one condition. I must be able to know that he has enough spirit of God that if he's driving in Peckham or Shoreditch, tell me more. Peckham, Shoreditch, Brixton, Easter, West Norwood. Oh, so we all live there. That if he's driving there and it's raining and there is an elderly woman that is struggling, and through the spirit of discernment and the understanding of God, not because of sentimentality, he's able to know that this will glorify my God. He will not mind to get down, open the 1 million car, put the woman there with her robe, and take her home. Then he's using his word to glorify God. So sometimes when you see men of God that are wealthy, I'm not saying that all of them are good sources of income. Don't criticize. They might be using it for the glory of Almighty God. You are just jealous. Then, we have Noah, of course, the Noahic covenant or time era. We have Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, just to cut. They've given me time limits now. We have Moses, different time entirely as well. We have the wilderness experience. They got to Canaan, the kings, judges, and then the kings. Time changed. They didn't want a prophet anymore. They wanted judges. After that, time changed again. They wanted kings. Now we have prime ministers, sabi? Then the period of captivity, then Christ came, things changed. Now God can live in you. You don't need to go to the Holy of Holies anymore. It is in you now, Abby. Time has changed. But God hasn't changed. Please get that. Time has changed. God hasn't changed. Somebody was telling me in the class yesterday, he said as a young man that gave somebody £350 or £500, somebody to a Ghanaian guy to do his training for him, a certificate, and gave him his passport, original documents, and get his SI license for him. Suddenly, he didn't see that guy anymore. The guy chopped the passport, chopped the money. I said, but before you get a certificate, you must go for training now. Isn't it? You do it properly, Abby, and then you apply for your license. You can do it yourself or somebody can guide you. The principle has been the same thing like 1 million years ago. But he wanted to say, some people can collect bribe because things have changed. But does the spirit of God in you need to change? So for those who are here today, where is your passport? They have it. Where is your money for the training? Yeah, for ESI, you have it. Uh-huh. Do you think somebody can now snatch it and collect it? He said no, because you are doing the proper thing. Now let me put it into context. Things can change. People can bribe. People can go naked. People can do these things. They can do crazy things. My little boy told me one time, he said that he wants to go and looty. At the age of 7, looty, put your ring, yeti. Initially, I was very upset, but I managed my anger. I now called him about a day afterwards. I said, if you can give me one reason how that will glorify God, I will pay for it myself. Unless if he comes tomorrow. I'm not criticizing those who do it. It looks good on some people, but not my child. Joshua says, for me and my house we shall serve the Lord. The Bible says, do everything in moderation. You don't need yeti. There are so many things we need to change, especially about our attitude. Just like women wearing trousers. I mean, I'm not criticizing here. I'm not sure whether it applies to this church. I'm just saying it as the Spirit leads me. That women should not wear trousers. That is for a garment for men. I said, go to Scotland. They wear skirts. Who told you? When they said they're making trousers, did they say it is for man? Did God say it is for man? So if you are going as a woman, you are working as a police, you have to run. You wear skirts? And for God's sake, show me in the Bible where they say trousers is for men or women. Times have changed. But the Spirit of God is one. So even the trousers you are wearing should be modest. That's the Spirit of God. So we have Christ, we have the apostles, we have Paul, obviously.
Even the apostles as well, they were trying to waste time. They were trying to rationalize God as well. They cast a lot to choose somebody, not knowing that God already had ordained another person. With the understanding of God is imminent. So we can trace all those to the colonial era, the independence, UN, EU, until now. So let me just quickly touch one, two, or three points in conclusion. Now, how does all this understanding and how does all these changes in eras and ages, how do they apply to our present day world? A woman I met recently, she's about 54, 55. Wonderful marriage. She's been married for years. But she just moved to the country just about 3-4 years ago with her family, with her husband. They are emptiness. The children are grown up enough. But suddenly, she now finds out that the husband is withdrawing gradually. Because she's a full-time person, you know, career people. For those women that you have children in this country, 2-3 children, and your husband is career and you are career, check your marriage very well. The Bible does not say anything that you cannot be a career person, no. Because you are the helpmate. Nothing stops you from helping your husband, though. But for God's sake, you might be making yourself vulnerable. So prayerfully approach it. The man should be on top if Christ is on top of him. Now, I will not say more than that concerning that. So this woman and the husband, they are having just some challenges. I now told her, and in fact, yesterday, she almost did not even turn up. I now find out, I investigated a lot of things, and I said, auntie, how do you greet your husband normally? He said, just say, hi, you know, the normal, hi. Hi, I don't see anything wrong with that. Hi, hi. Now, I have a childhood friend. We grew up together. We were apart for like 10 years, and when he relocated here, my childhood friend, do you know that, and he had become a reverend. He had been ordained a reverend for years. When I met him again, I could not call him by name anymore. If you see me greeting him now, I greet him like this. Do you know why? There's a spirit of God in him that's changed his status. And I say, auntie, from now, is your husband a Christian? He said, no, okay. Now, let your virtuous Christian life reflect. So when you get home from now, you might find it difficult to, but make sure it is genuine. My dear, you okay? Good morning. Sarah respected Abraham to some extent. She started to call him Lord. Of course, you can peck your husband, but the virtuous woman in the Bible recognizes the crown on her head as the husband. That's one relevance. That regardless of the changes, the principles of God in your life should not change. The same thing with the youth as well, especially because they have so many of them here. Of course, the way you greet your husband or your boyfriend, by the time God gives you your own husband and boyfriends, if their parents are here, the prayer you want to be praying for them is that any time they are about to enter relationships, continue to plead the blood of the Holy Ghost. The blood of Jesus, the fire of the Holy Ghost upon whoever wants to surround them. So that even if somebody is coming, the fire will be burning them away. Because they can't be together unless they agree. So if the other person has the same fire, iron sharpens iron. That is why many of them, they are so vulnerable, they enter into premarital sex. That's it. Because you can imagine iron on wood. Paco, paco, paco. The iron will not be sharp. But if the other person has God in him or as well, they will know it is wrong, isn't it? Or maybe that God is not full enough. You know, some of us are partial Christians. Part-time. We only need God when we need him. There was an elderly man that relocated from Nigeria. He planned everything. He brought his family. And one day he now came to me and said, "Dear God, there's a problem in my family." I said, "What?" He said, "My wife, when I was in Nigeria, every single thing that I say stands. I'm a bacha, I'm a babangida, I'm God, I'm almighty in my family." I said, "Really?" I said, "But now, if I talk, she will talk." So what is happening? I spoke to the woman as well. I understood. And I said, "Uncle, if you touch that woman, not only will I call police, both of us will beat you together." I said, because suddenly the woman now found out that she's in an environment where she's still greeting the husband like this. But the man cannot reconcile that a woman can talk. Your partner is your friend, not your dummy. That message is for somebody here. Because it's not about marriage, but it's for somebody here. Change your mentality. So that the youth will not think that I'm actually discussing this out of context. How does it relate to the youths? Like the gentleman that I mentioned the other time. Somebody asks, "Are you a Christian?" So you tell me. I'm not righteous than you. Not because I'm having, my role today is just slightly different. The anointing of God upon your life might be bigger than any other person here. It's only God that gives according to portion. But I went to Staples about 3-4 months ago. And a woman came to me that worked there. I said, "You must be a pastor." "Ah." "So you must be a pastor." I said, "Ah, they put it here." I was glad.
that if without talking, somebody can see the attribute of Christ in me. Am I talking to somebody here? You don't have to open your mouth. The way you dress, the way you look, the way you talk, the way you comport yourself, the kind of friends that you have, the way you study, the way you regard your family, your parents, must show that you have the Spirit of God in you. Otherwise, what would be the difference? So whether it is now in 2010, or 2020, or 2030, you should remain the same. Because the Spirit of God is the Spirit of truth. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Your futures will not be destroyed in Jesus' name. The first person, the most celebrated case of AIDS in this country was an 17-year-old virgin. 17-year-old. She got it from a dentist. 17-year-old, that will not be your portion. You can now imagine if somebody is now promiscuous. They are increasing the chances. That will not be your portion in this church in Jesus' name. There is something they call human rights as part of the changes in our times. Especially for our ladies, even for our men as well, but particularly for our women now. I'm not segregating or I'm not being stereotypic here. Let them practice the human rights. You practice the godly rights. I beg you in the name of God. They can practice the human rights, but you practice the godly rights. Anything that anybody says, if you cannot confirm it from the word of God that does not change, then it's not of God. Many of you will end up, you go to universities, you relocate to Canada, you relocate to Australia, you relocate to all these things. There will be different environments. The languages will be different, but the Spirit of God there will not be different. This is a very sensitive one. One for our parents and one for the kids in conclusion. Parents, Your primary roles are to be spiritual guardians. Your role, let me describe it in layman terms. Some of the people that I respect as mentors, they are not even Christians. Alex Ferguson of Manchester United. We identify a raw talent and make that person a world talent. We can give examples, Beckham, Ronaldo, and so on and so forth. People like that. Your role spiritually to your children will be for you to be able to identify God-given talent and be able to guide them not to make mistakes until they get to their Canaan. He said, when they are young, teach them the ways of the Lord so that when they grow, they will not depart from it. Now, for the children, those who have ears, yeah, and the youth. I was a youth as well. And I've made... If God asks me to, and this is what I would say in conclusion now, I apologize for, I've taken about 5 more minutes extra. This will be the conclusion, I promise. If God gave me an opportunity like Solomon to ask for one thing, anytime that I see people that are young like this, I envy them. I'm not going to ask for wisdom, Pastor. I will say, God, let me know what I know now, but let me start all over again. Let me know what I know now, but let me start all over again. Where we are, wherever this message has touched you, and where it has touched you as well, let us go to God. I say, God, you are the pillar that holds my life. Hallelujah. You are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that
holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that